Are You Awake? An improvised podcast of late night conversations by Impro Melbourne.
Kath?
What?
Are you awake? Can I come in?
I am awake now. I wasn't before.
Can I come into your bed?
What do you want, Kath?
Oh, I was just thinking, where do you think we should scatter Mum's ashes?
Do we have to talk about that now? Can't we talk about it in the morning?
Yeah, but I can't. Because she said don't go to extremes or anything. But, you know, do we do it here? But then what happens if we sell the house? And do we go to the beach? But what happens if the wind's blowing in the wrong direction?
We get covered in mum. You're right. We can't do it here even. Because then, we'd have to dig up whatever plant or bit of soil or something and take it with us.
Oh, we might find Benji's bones. Do you remember we put him out by the tree? Oh, Benji.
We can't bury her with Benji.
No. She hated Benji.
Benji bit her enough times.
Do you remember she used to kick him under the table? Oh, so mean.
Where was her favourite place? Did she have a favourite place?
I don't know. Bloody Maya.
Wouldn't that be great? Just to take a little section, like a little sachet. And
just leave her in the hosiery department.
Oh, stuffed in the toe of a shoe.
Oh, God. Hey, am I like her? I mean, I'm terrified of being like her. She was awful. Truly awful, and I'm terrified I'm going to be like her.
Well, not really. I guess.
What do you mean, not really? So that's yes, I am a little bit like her. What?
Well, this kind of thing of waking up in the middle of the night and demanding answers. Yes.
If I ever cross a line, or if ever I give that look, tell me.
Or kick dogs under table.
I'm serious, though. I can't be like her.
Neither of us wants to be like her. We'd both rather be like Dad, let's face it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm terrified of?
What?
Looking like her.
Oh, God.
If I look like her, I'm going to become her.
She had jowls. Like, sometimes I swear that, you know, she looked like that dog from, I think it was like Warner Brothers cartoons, where her jowls were to her collarbones.
I've got the same jowls. Look, feel that.
Oh, it's all right.
Just like her.
No, you're fine.
I was wearing a pair of her pants the other day and I looked down and I saw her legs. I saw her legs on my body. Let's make a pact.
Yeah.
If either of us see the other one doing anything that's like her, we call each other out on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Hey.
Yes.
I want to thank you because I don't think I could have survived growing up alone. You know, if you weren't here, I'd just, thanks.
And I couldn't have coped those last days without you here. I couldn't have coped on my own.
Yeah. We should take her to the most beautiful place we can think of. And we should give her a beautiful send-off, because we've got to show her that no matter how dark she was, that never stopped us. We should shove it in her face.
That's a great idea. Can we think about it some more in the morning? I'd really like to go back to sleep.
Okay. Yep. You go to sleep. I'm too wired. I'm gonna clean out the attic.
Oh God.
All right. Good night.
Night.
Love you.
Love you too.
You've been listening to Are You Awake? An improvised podcast by Impro Melbourne. This episode featured the voices of Jenny Lovell and Amy Moore. To find out more about Impro Melbourne, head to our website at impromelbourne.com.au. Thanks for listening, and sleep tight.